Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I want to remind everybody, if you work or live in the Vacherie, Louisiana area, you can meet Saints legend Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas tomorrow at the First American Bank and Trust headquarters. They'll be there for a special edition of Fans in the Pro live for a Veterans Day celebration. Come out and celebrate our nation's heroes with Deuce and Haas and beautiful Vacherie at First American Bank and Trust headquarters. That's 2785 Louisiana 20 tomorrow, 4 to 6 on WWL.
Man, I know where Vacherie is. They ain't too far from where.
You can stop in and say hey to the guys.
I might have something else to do.
Well, we got right now to do, get into our pick six segment. How did things go this past weekend, Charlie, and what do we got on the docket to pick this week?
So starting off with last week, guys, Bobby and Steve win at 4-2 on the week. Mike, you went 2-4. I went 3-3. Just kind of recapping real quick what happened with you, Mike. Really tough week in college football, Penn State, A&M, Pitt. You know, Steve, you ended up going with South Carolina. You were the only one that picked them, so I gave you a game on everyone else. Texas A&M really dropped the ball. I mean, there's nothing else you can really say. Pitt really let both of us down, Mike. The Saints let everyone down. Everyone had the same NFL picks last week, so we all picked the Saints. That didn't work out. We all picked the Lions and Falcons, which did work out, and that's how we get to 3-3 for me. Mike, you went 2-4. Bobby and Steve both at 4-2. So, looking ahead to this week, I'm currently in the lead on the standings. I have a 31-23 record. Mike, you're at 28-26. Steve, you're right behind at 27-27. And Bobby is sitting at 24-30. Bobby gave me his picks for this week as well, so I got those ready to go. And we're going to start out with college football week 11, guys. I only picked two games because I think the NFL slate's a little bit better this weekend. So we got four NFL games, but we'll get to those two college football games right away. Number two, Georgia opens as 2.5-point favorites at number 16, Ole Miss. Bobby's got Georgia. I agree with him. What do you guys got?
Georgia.
Oh, we got a clean sweep right off the bat, gentlemen. I'm going with the Bulldogs, too, even though they're on the road. I don't care. I like them in Ole Miss.
I just like what Danny had to say about them, in all honesty. I was thinking of potentially taking, you know, Ole Miss, but just...
He swayed you.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I was back and forth on it, but this is a clean sweep. So Georgia all the way, guys. Up next, we got the SEC showdown that everyone's looking forward to in Death Valley. Number 11, Alabama opens as 2.5-point favorites at number 14, LSU. And Bobby's got the Tigers.
Tigers.
Oof, we're going to be getting everyone the same picks in college this week. I'm going LSU at home as well.
Pick Alabama, Joe.
No, this is a clean sweep for me. I was back and forth on this one a little bit, but Alabama's got some issues, guys. Mike, you've done a good job of kind of pointing them out, specifically in the secondary, and that just kind of scares me away with LSU's passing attack the way it is. Now, if it were the opposite and you're talking about, you know, Alabama's got an elite secondary and their run defense is a little bit suspect, then I'm a little bit different. But give me LSU plus 2.5 here, guys. I got a couple points to work with in Death Valley. It should be a fun game. Moving on, NFL Week 10. We're starting off with tonight's game. Thursday Night Football, the Bengals at the Ravens. Ravens 6.5-point favorites at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Baltimore. Just don't like what I've been seeing out of Cincinnati all around. The defense is pretty porous, and Joe Burrow's weapons besides Jamar Chase kind of concern me here. I just like Lamar and King Henry tonight to roll to a big victory, and I'll take that 6.5. Given 6.5.
Can I take the over?
Yeah, right.
On this, I'm gonna take Cincinnati in the points.
Ooh.
So Bobby agrees with you, Mike. I agree with Steve. I'm taking the Ravens here, and I saw a stat that popped up, and the reason I'm taking the Ravens is because of this specifically. Jamar Chase in four games without T. Higgins this season. This is via Ryan Mink on social media. 26 catches, 194 yards, one touchdown. Jamar Chase in five games with T. Higgins this season. 29 catches, 523 yards, and six touchdowns. I know the Ravens' defense has been kind of prone to giving up some splash plays in the passing attack this year. But it seems like you kind of mentioned there, Steve, the only one really there is Jamar Chase. T. Higgins is hurt. Zach Moss is hurt. Like, I don't know, guys. I'm going with Baltimore here. I don't like the Bengals' run defense. Give me Baltimore in the 6.5 points.
I think it's close. I think the Ravens win it, but, man, I've seen their secondary. Man, Jameis Winston carved them up.
Right. They give up some splash plays.
Oh, goodness.
All right, moving on, guys. We got the Steelers at the Commanders. Washington opens as 2.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got the Commanders, and I tend to agree with them. I mean, they're just rolling right now, guys. Give me Washington at home. I know that their defense has been playing a lot better recently, you know, against this Steelers offense. Give me the Commanders minus 2.5.
Yeah, I like Jaden Daniels in Washington here as well. I don't know if you gentlemen saw that Hail Mary pass is now in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So congratulations.
Jaden
Daniels
already in
the Hall. You're one.
Jaden's
in. So I'll give the 2.5 of Washington.
Yeah, I'll go with Washington also.
Clean sweep again, boys. And moving on, we have an NFC South matchup. The Falcons, 3.5-point favorites in New Orleans against the Saints.
Ooh, man, I'm going. Oh, man. Give me Atlanta.
I'm going to be different here against Mike, and I'm going to give me the Saints. I'm going to go with that Darren Rizzi interim head coach bump that you mentioned, and just think, if you are going to win another game this season, it's going to be against the division rival. And I know these are tough, tight matchups. I just think the Saints come out with that extra oomph in this one. So I'll give the points to Atlanta.
You have to pull out the stops, but, I mean, who is Derek Carr throwing to?
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Just give me a heavy dose of AK and Hill, please.
Yeah, give me Atlanta here. Steve, you're standing alone with the Saints on this
one. I'm alone.
Yeah, I knew A-Bear was going Atlanta.
Yeah, Bobby's got the Falcons as well, -3.5. And then our final game of the week, guys, Sunday Night Football, the Lions, 3.5-point favorites on the road against the Houston Texans.
Oh, Detroit for me. Houston's so banged up right now.
And Detroit's the best team in football right now. You can say what you want about the Chiefs being 8-0. I think Detroit's playing better.
But, man, Houston, I think they had a puncher's chance if they had their weapons. But now, man, they devoid at wide receiver. And, man, they really miss Nico Collins. So, to me, I got to go with Detroit.
I did a quick little look here because I'm torn. Seeing Lions 4-0 on the road, Texans 4-0 at home. What's going to give in this one? I agree. The Detroit Lions looking at least in contention to be that one of the best teams in the NFL right now. They definitely have the offense with Goff. I can't believe I'm saying that. I've never been a fan, and he's been pretty impressive this season. The defense all around has been a tough nose, you know, with Dan Campbell. This team just finds a way to grind things out. I'm going to take them in Houston.
This is a clean sweep, guys. Bobby's got the Lions. I got the Lions. This is the one thing. I remember, Mike, we talked to Stink about this, Mark Schlereth, and I said that, you know, kind of the overreaction about C.J. Stroud having a quote-unquote sophomore slump has been a little bit overblown, and it's because of the situation around him. As you mentioned, they're really banged up in the wide receiver room. Nico Collins was really kind of putting on that all-pro type of season before he got hurt with the hamstring. But then that offensive line has just been so bad.
They suck.
It's been awful.
Really bad.
To be blunt.
No, I mean, it's been terrible. So the half point scares me a little bit. You know, I think it will be a decently tight game between two really good teams. But give me the team I'm more confident in. Give me Detroit -3.5 at on the road in Houston.
So that is a wrap on our pick six, huh?
Yeah, we have a lot of clean sweeps here. The Commanders, the Lions, Georgia, LSU. So, you know, we're all either going to have really good weeks or really bad weeks. So stay tuned to that.
So we're all in agreement on four of the six this week. So, yeah,
all of us are going to stink.
I expect a lot of bad records, but we'll check in next week with it. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.